Exciting news. Gettle is now the official HVAC partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Keeping things cool on the ice and warm at home. Gettle, your trusted HVAC and plumbing partner. Visit Gettle.com/ducks for exclusive promotions. G-O-E-T-T-L. We make comfort easy to spell.
Coast to coast, nonstop action. This is the premier source for National Hockey League news, scores, highlights, and the Anaheim Ducks. It's time to light the lamp with Alexis Downey.
Welcome into Light the Lamp. I am pleased today to be joined by Rodwin Dionisio, who is a defenseman for the Saginaw Spirit and also a member of the Anaheim Ducks organization, signing that entry-level contract just recently. Rodwin, I know it's a busy week prepping for the Memorial Cup, so thanks for taking the time to join us today, but how are you doing?
I'm doing amazing. Yeah, no, thanks for having me. Of course, I'm just really happy being around this place right now. It's, you know, it's outside, it's great weather, it's hot outside, so it's just great vibes right now. Yeah, sure.
It's almost summertime in Michigan, so I imagine the weather has been looking a little better than it might have been a few months ago.
Yeah, no, definitely. It was tough time, but I mean, we'll bounce back. We have a tough, great time coming up, so all excited here and just happy to go further. Yeah,
looking forward to talking about that in a little bit, but I want to start by asking you about signing your entry-level contract. A really exciting time for you, I'm sure, and your family and friends and everything, but what was that process like going through that and just looking ahead to the future?
I mean, it was just a great process. I mean, just watching what's going on off the ice and like see what happens and how these things are getting handled. Just it's been a pleasure for me being a part of this, and just it's been fun. Even like going off on the ice, just play the hockey and just living that lifestyle, basically. It's been great, and like just can't be more happy for what I can do right now, and just trying to live this life as good as I can. Yeah, for sure.
With your conversations with the Ducks this season, were you expecting to sign this contract?
I mean, I started this summer in winter, and I wasn't. I came into the season with a great mindset of like, well, I want to prove them what I can and show them what I can do on the ice and even off the ice. But I wasn't really expecting what happened, but I mean, I was just during the whole season, I was really just working, trying to get better at my game, trying to take information that I get from anybody, from the coaches, development guys from Anaheim that came, helped me out. And it's just been really great for me and for my family as well, that I just see that I get this opportunity and I get the help from, I would say, the other people that are surrounding me, and just it's been a pleasure.
Does it give you a little extra excitement for the upcoming development camp this summer to come back to SoCal, knowing that, you know, you've signed your entry-level contract, a lot to look forward to, obviously, in knowing that you have a big weekend ahead of you now, focusing on that, but just looking ahead to the future?
Yeah, I mean, no, it started already last year, to be honest, when the pick was in, and I saw that I'm an Anaheim Duck, or like I got drafted by Anaheim Ducks. So, I mean, that pushed me a lot and just show me that it's possible and like it's right in front of you, and you just gotta attack it the right way. And no, it's just been, I'm keep saying it, but I'm really grateful, and yeah, because I'm really am. And yeah, every time I just see the logo, like anything in front of me, just really pushed me and really excited to just get better at it, work on my weakness and even like better stuff, work on them, and just really trying to get that grind going.
You mentioned it, but starting the season with Windsor, then you were traded to Saginaw. With that trade, what was that transition like in going to Saginaw and joining a new team?
I mean, it was the second time that I got traded in my junior career, but I mean, was really excited to come into an organization like this here. And it's also in the US, like not many other OHL teams out there, but I was really excited, like coming in here, great group here, like of guys, of teammates, like everybody is just awesome here, and even like the coaching staff. I mean, I can tell like what Pavel was here before, and I mean, I just can can learn a lot from him, from them, like of how they work with the development here. And yeah, it's just been a pleasure how every day it is. So no, I'm really excited to be here with Saginaw and just get to work. And now, sadly, we couldn't get the round finish in the playoffs, but I mean, now we have the second chance to do something else and do something better. And well, all of us are really excited and just ready to go on Friday.
Did your role in, you know, moving to Saginaw, did that change on the team at all, going from Windsor to Saginaw?
It was really smooth, to be honest. I didn't get the chance to go home right away to meet my new billets or meet the city of Saginaw. I went right away on the bus to Erie, and I just had to play the game right away. It was away games, so I didn't get the chance to go home. But as soon as I got home, it felt amazing. It felt like home, to be honest, because the weather changed a lot here in Michigan as well. So it kind of gives like vibes from back home in Switzerland. But no, it's been a pleasure again. Like my billets helped me out a lot. I got the chance to live with a teammate as well. That helps me out a lot with, I don't know, just being with somebody and like have somebody to talk to. So no, they treat us really well here and treat me especially.
Well, you had quite the season and in the playoffs as well, but you had a career high 25 goals as well. When you began the season, did you have any goals for yourself, you know, to get on to a points level like that? Or did you just kind of feel yourself coming into that role throughout the year?
Well, I guess I've always been like a offensive minded defenseman, but I've definitely like set myself goals, and I also got goals set by other people that I agreed with, like with, I would say with coachings. And that was one of them, was definitely to gather up my defensive side of my game. And I think it was pretty well done. There's definitely a lot of more like space to work on, and that will be made. But yeah, definitely like the defensive game of mine, may also like the decision making, like a lot of details that I just wanted to take step in and take pride in as well. And yeah, even like off the ice, I set a couple goals just to get better there and like be a pro. And yeah, so there's always more goals to come, but yeah, I mean, one goal I didn't even set, but it worked out. But yeah, I've been really happy.
You also led your team in points in the playoffs, 17 points. So do you feel like you also took on a leadership role when you joined Saginaw?
Yeah, I think that just came in with the flow here. I mean, it was so smooth coming in here to Saginaw after a trade and everything. It was just, it made me grow as a player and like my personality as well. I feel like I've really found my focus or how to find my focus. And I got to tell my boys I say thank you to my boys on the team, because they always been on top of me and we've been on top of everybody to be the best version of ourselves. So, I mean, I gotta give credit to them to help me out in situations like those and just, yeah, keep me on top. So do I try to keep them on top now. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So Rodwin, then, just in looking at the way your game grew this season, would you say that your defensive style has, you know, improved on that end? That was kind of your focus then from the year?
Yeah, I think it definitely have improved, and I think you can tell out there too if you pay attention a little bit on my defensive side to what I did a couple of years ago, and it's just been great. I mean, it's not done yet, not at all. Like, I'm still working a lot of it. And it's also a big part of skating that I've been working on with with Kathy, and Tracy, that I got help all the way along with my skating, even when I have days off. So it's been really grateful that I get these options, and I love to take these options any day to get better at it, right? So now it's just keep forward and get ready for the next tournament, and after that it's just going back to work, I guess, and try to get better at the
Well, you have an exciting weekend coming up, the Memorial Cup. How has it been around town this week, knowing that your organization is hosting the big tournament? Everyone's coming to town. How has the energy been around, you know, in Saginaw?
To be honest, it started as soon as I got here. Like, I seen anywhere, like, on big TVs outside on the streets, I see, like, how they, like, promote, like, the Memorial Cup out here. And so it's, like, it's been just the whole season, just, like, a special year, mm-hmm. like, having the cup in our city. And, like, even now, we start getting a lot of, like, TVs, like, TSN is coming and everybody, the big boys basically coming in, like, all the good teams from any, like, from the WHL, Q, and, like, yeah. So it's been really exciting for us seeing how it's working, being the home team here. And yeah, it's just, we got to play our game, and I don't know, just really excited, everybody here, and just can't wait for the moment to start and yeah, put on a show for everybody.
What has this week looked like for your team, just preparing for the weekend? Anything that, you know, you guys have done special, or any words that you've said to each other, just getting ready for the weekend?
Yeah, I mean, we just all together, we want to really enjoy the moment together. Like, because not everybody has the privilege to have this moment. So everybody wants to soak in every moment that we get. But I mean, every practice out here that we had together was unreal. Like, we had great pace. Like, you just can tell how out there, how everybody just wants it so bad and just can't wait for Friday. And yeah, we've just been watching clips, watching video about the teams that we have ahead of us, and just trying to know what their favorites are, know what their top guys do, what their everything, their power play and everything. So just been really dialed in, and but still trying to enjoy the moment, like mm-hmm. any second that we got.
You talk about Friday, that being the first game for your team. You're going to be taking on Moose Jaw, which has a familiar face for you, Wojtek Port, a part of that. Someone that you know from development camp last summer with the Anaheim Ducks. Are you looking forward to playing against him?
Yeah, no, definitely. Like, me and Port have a good relationship. You know, we've met even before the season even started back in Finland. We had, like, a national tournament against each other, and we've even chatted there. So, no, it will be fun now playing against each other at the Memorial Cup, too. Like, props on him winning the WHL, of course. Like, good job. And now it's just really excited to get the first game against the Moose Jaw. Like, it's a really good team that we play against. And obviously, a good friend of mine. But we're friends right now, but on the ice, we'll be having a good battle for sure. But, no, it's going to be exciting.
Rodwin, will you have any friends or family that are coming in for the tournament?
Yeah, this is going to be my first time that all my family members will be at the game. So that will be a special moment for myself and for my family.
Yeah, that's so awesome that they're able to make the trip over. Anything else that you're looking forward to with the weekend?
No, it's just maybe. Actually, we go to a parade. We have the opening parade that's on Thursday, like the day before that we got to attend. I think all the teams will be there. We get a nice dinner as well, like with a team dinner. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, everything will be handled pretty professional before the tournament starts. And I think everybody will be ready and be a great tournament. So, I mean, just can't wait to start, and got a couple more days here in Saginaw. Just want to enjoy with everybody. Great weather, how I said, and just see my family. So a lot to looking forward to. Yeah.
A very exciting weekend for you, Rodwin. We're going to be cheering for you here in Anaheim and all the Ducks fans that are going to be tuning in. But thank you so much for taking the time today. And as I said, good luck with the weekend. Looking forward to seeing you this summer.
Thank you a lot. No, thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure.
And just a reminder that we have exciting news. Gettle is now the official HVAC partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Keeping things cool on the ice and warm at home. Gettle, your trusted HVAC and plumbing partner. Visit Gettle.com/Ducks for exclusive promotions. G-O-E-T-T-L, we make comfort easy to spell. Happy to be joined today by Wojtek Port, who is a defenseman for the Moose Jaw Warriors and an Anaheim Ducks prospect. Wojtek, thanks so much for taking the time this week. I know it's a very busy week with the Memorial Cup just this weekend, but how's your week been going?
Well, I mean, yeah, last week we won the cup. So, I mean, the last couple of It was amazing.
And as far as joining Moose Jaw this season, it's been really a season of firsts for the organization. But going back to that trade that you were originally in Edmonton before you went to Moose Jaw, what was that trade process like back in December?
Yeah, so back in December, at home in Czech. I was injured, so I was at home with my parents. So, and I just got the news I'm going to trade it. So yeah, it was new news for me, but I think it really worked, and I'm really glad for that.
As you were just telling me, your first time at home around Christmas, because you were, you know, a part of that tournament where you unfortunately got a little bit of an injury, but good to spend some time at home, you know, prior to joining Moose Jaw.
Yeah, at least I spent some time with my family in Czech. So yeah, it was a good time. And after a couple of weeks, I went back to Moose Jaw and start to going back on the ice.
Did it help having a teammate come over with you to the new team?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that helped me a lot, for sure, at the beginning. So the couple of weeks, he helped me a lot. So it's good.
What was it like adjusting to a new town and a new team, new coaches and all of that, just walking into a new organization?
Yeah, obviously the couple of weeks was a little like different, but after 2 weeks I get too used to it, you know, with the guys I get to know each other, and I think after a couple of weeks it was really good so far, so that's good.
As you went through the rest of the regular season with the Warriors, how did your growth on the ice progress throughout the season?
Yeah, I mean, I had a different role in Edmonton. I had a role like I played like a lot of minutes, and I played like in both on the end of the ice. So I had a different role here. I think it was I tried to do my role and as much as I can, I think it was good, really.
Recently, you talk about that winning of the cup for the WHL, the Ed Chenault Cup that you just won with your team. What was that like going through the tournament and, you know, having such a strong regular season finish and then going into that and having such a strong tournament as well? What was, that process like for your team?
Yeah, I think the last couple of games of the regular season, we had a really good finish, and I think that helped us a lot. So when in the playoffs run, I think we had the first round, the first two games was a little bit like we just getting too used to it. But after that, we played to our game, what we want to play, and I think we did a really good job.
Wojtek, was there a moment during either the playoffs or the end of the regular season where you realized, okay, we actually can do this. We can go on and win the cup, you know, for our league?
Well, I think for me personally, I believe in us, like since the playoff started, because I saw the team and I trust our team. But I think when we played the Saskatoon, the seventh game, it was something like I said to me, like, we can really do it. So that was the moment.
Certainly a lot of wins through those playoffs, 16 wins for your team, only 4 losses, some of those in overtime. But of course, those games being a big part of that and getting you to, you know, the finals and eventually winning that cup. But, you know, did you guys talk about your record at all in the locker room? I mean, winning 26 of your last 33 games, just a lot of wins for the team and a lot of goals through that process. Did you feel any of that pressure, or did you guys have more of a good camaraderie and getting through those playoffs?
I think no. We didn't focus like on our win streak. We just focused on next game and what we gonna do in the next game. So, and we just saying to each other, like, the job is not finished yet. Mm-hmm. So
you won now, of course, the cup. Now you're going to the Memorial Cup, the first time in franchise history that Moose Jaw is heading there. How are you guys preparing as a team for this weekend?
Yeah, we're preparing same as before. We practicing every day and try to focus what we want to do in there. So yeah, I'm really excited for the experience.
When are you guys heading out?
We flying over there tomorrow morning.
Okay, so a little bit of travel, have some time to get adjusted before your first game on Friday.
Yeah, exactly.
So the last time a WHL team won the Memorial Cup was 10 years ago, and it was Edmonton, actually, your former team. What would it mean to your team in Moose Jaw to win this championship?
I think it means a lot. Like, I think it means a lot because after 10 years, it was something really, really exciting, really excitement. And I don't know. I think I don't have words. You know, the feeling after a game when we started throwing our gloves and stick around, I think it was the best feeling in all my life. So
that's awesome. Really excited for you. And of course, you have the whole Anaheim Ducks organization behind you, you know, as a prospect for the team. And another prospect that we're going to be seeing and you're going to be seeing on Friday is Rodwin Dionisio, who is obviously a part of Saginaw, who you're going to be playing in the first game on Friday. You mentioned to me before you have spent some time with him and you know him quite well from your time at development camp. Looking forward to playing against him.
Yeah, I'm really excited for it. I was in a room in development camp for a couple of days, so yeah, I'm really excited to see him.
What is your mindset going into the tournament? Just getting ready, you know, with your team and preparing for Friday.
Well, I mean, you know, just try to play our game. Everybody has a role in the team, and if we can do our role 100%, we can win every game. So that's the mindset.
What is something that you're looking forward to the most in playing in the Memorial Cup?
I mean, I think the crowd, obviously. Mm-hmm. I think it will be a little loud over there. So probably a crowd, and especially the teams when we're playing, because every team in the CHL won their finals. So I think it's going to be a great experience over there.
Do you have any friends or family coming to watch?
Yes, my father and my agent from Czech, they are coming. So I'm really excited to see them after a while. So it's going to be great.
Oh, that'll be awesome to have that support with you. One last thing, Wojtek, as far as the Anaheim Ducks, have you gotten to chat with any of, you know, the organization throughout this season, or have you obviously been focused on, you know, your play in Moose Jaw?
Yeah, I've been in touch. I've been in touch with some staff during the playoffs. So they sent to me some videos of my game. So it was really good. And it helped me a lot during the playoffs. So.
Awesome. Well, Wojtek, thank you so much for joining us today. Good luck in the Memorial Cup. We'll be cheering for you and looking forward to watching it.
All right. Thank you.
And get your home cozy with Gettle Rejuvenation for just $129. We'll prep your HVAC for the season so you're ready to cheer on our Ducks. Call 866-671-9822 or visit Gettle.com/Ducks. G-O-E-T-T-L. We make comfort easy to spell.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on Duckstream.